Hey, Inside the Mix podcast fans, it's Kai with Valley Lights from Los Angeles, California. Find me on Instagram, Spotify, and wherever you get your music. You are listening to Inside the Mix podcast. Now here's your host with the most, Mr. Mark Matthews.
Hello and welcome to the Inside the Mix podcast. I'm Mark Matthews, your host, musician, producer, and mix and mastering engineer. You've come to the right place if you want to know more about your favorite synth music artists, music engineering and production, songwriting, and the music industry. I've been writing, producing, mixing, and mastering music for over 15 years, and I want to share what I've learned with you. Hello, folks, and welcome back to the Inside the Mix podcast. If you are a new listener, please do hit that subscribe button. And if you're watching on YouTube, also hit that notification bell so you can get notified of new episodes and also when we go live. And if you are a returning listener, a big welcome back. So at the time of recording this, which is approximately the beginning of August, I am trying to book a holiday at the end of August somewhere in the sun. So we're talking like mainland Europe or somewhere southern Europe. I want to get a bit of sun because living in the UK, it's been pretty drab since June. But I've totally forgot that it is an absolute mission to book a holiday at a reasonable price in August. I should know, being an ex-teacher, that this time is super expensive. So at the time this podcast goes live, which will be the first or second week of September, it's episode 104, hopefully I would have returned from a very sunny holiday. Fingers crossed, folks. So in this episode, we'll be diving deep into the captivating world of sound dynamics. We'll be exploring the intriguing journey of the art of dynamic range, as it's put by my mastering hero, Bob Katz, in the amazing book, Mastering Audio. So we'll define the concept of dynamic range and further divide it into both microdynamics and macrodynamics. Then we'll explore macrodynamics and how we can manipulate it using gain riding, also known as clip gain. So let's dive in. So what is dynamic range? Dynamic range is the difference between the loudest and the softest passages of a body of music. It's not to be confused with loudness or absolute level, and it is critical in a body of music to composers, artists, mix engineers, and mastering engineers. Popular music's dynamic range is typically 6 to 10 dB, but it can be as little as 1 dB or as great as 15 dB, but that is extremely rare. So we can further divide dynamics into microdynamics and macrodynamics. So we have macrodynamics, and that is the loudness difference between sections of a song or a song cycle, crescendos and decrescendos. And we can use manual gain riding to manipulate macrodynamics. And then we have microdynamics, the music's rhythmic expression integrity or bounce, to quote Bob Katz. So dynamic processors, compressors and expanders are best for microdynamic manipulation. Then we could drill down further into the four types of dynamic compression. So we've got compression in terms of upward compression and downward compression, and then we've got expansion in terms of upward expansion and downward expansion. So the focus of this episode is macrodynamics and how we can use gain riding and clip gain in a DAW or our application of choice for mastering to control macrodynamics. So let's quickly recap the definition of macrodynamics. It is the loudness difference between sections of a song or song cycle. Remember earlier I said crescendo and decrescendos? So what we want to do is take the dynamic movement of a piece where it wants to go. So subtle changes can have a really profound impact on where you want to take the music, where it wants to go. Internal level changes, as little as like 0.5 of a dB, can be perceived to be less aggressive when compared to the use of a compressor. So let's give it a go. So here we are, folks, back in Reaper. And what I'm going to do is I've got this performance here, rather this song called Lost and Found. It features Al 9 on guitar. I think I've mentioned it before on the podcast. And we're looking at the intro. And what I want to do is augment the natural flow, as it were, of this intro. So I want to just boost it. So I'm in a mastering phase now. I just want to boost it by like 0.5 of a dB moving into the first verse. But before we do that, I actually need to turn on clip gain in Reaper. Now, this is on by default in other DAWs, for example, Pro Tools and I think Logic. But in Reaper, what we need to do is this. To turn on clip gain, I'm going to go to Reaper at the top left, settings, and then I'm going to click on media. I've already got it selected. And at the bottom, it says item volume handle. Here, I'm going to select plus 0 dB is center of item. And then click apply, OK to close that window. And now I've got this horizontal bar in the middle of my audio file and I can drag it up and down to adjust the volume. There we go, clip gain in Reaper. So remember, our objective here is to control the macro dynamics of this performance. So I want to boost this intro by about 0.5 of a dB. So let's listen to what it sounds like without any processing, any sort of critical changes going on. Okay, so I really like this track. It's got some really, really nice guitar going on here. So for the first 20 seconds, I think I just want to boost it by about 0.5 of a dB, and then some more instrumentation comes in for about another 10, 15 seconds, and then the drums come in. So what I'm probably going to do is stagger this clip gain. So for the first 20 seconds, I'm going to put it for about 0.5 dB, and then between 20 seconds to about 35 seconds, I think it is, I'm then going to bring it down by a quarter of a dB, and then when the drums come in, I'll bring it back down to 0 dB. So let's give that a go. So for the audience listening, I'm going to split this audio file into regions on this track. So I'm going to use the command S, and I've got this, the playhead set here at just over 20 seconds, press S, and it creates a separate clip. Then I'm going to do the same again at about 35, so I'm just going to move the playhead to there and press S. Then what I can do is I can come over to this audio region on the left here, right at the beginning, the first one, and I can use clip gain and just boost it by 0.5 dB. There we go, 0.52. And then the second one, it's approximately sort of 22 seconds. I'm just going to bring it down, or up rather, to about 25. So there we go, that's half. And then what I've got this, so now if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see like this staircase. And what this does is it makes it less noticeable. So the audience won't, the idea is the audience won't be able to hear. Obviously it will be louder as such, but the audience won't be able to perceive that step change because I've got this gradual reduction in volume. It's really, really subtle. So let's have a play and see what it sounds like. There we go, really, really subtle. And it might be quite hard to discern, but I can assure you it's there. And those changes aren't noticeable. And to make it even better, what you could do is this. Now, I often do this. If you hover over in Reaper and the other DAWs, I don't know what the command would be, and I drag to the left, I can actually create fades between the regions just to make it even smoother. And I think the longer, the better here. So I'm just going to create these fades going into these sections. And they're approximately, what have we got there, 3 seconds? So let's give it a listen with these fades and see if it sounds any better. So I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'll just do it from just before where these level changes start. Okay, and we're going to move in. So here's the next change. In fact, I think it made it more noticeable. It might be my ears, but I'm just going to take them off again. So I'm just going to press Control Z to undo. And I'm just going to play going from the second section, the second clip, into the main section with the drums. Let's have a listen. Yeah, I think I preferred it without the fade. I think the fade's really good to use if you're doing sort of clip gain and clip gain manipulation like this. I think longer fades probably work better. You might have an intro or a bridge section whereby you want that really gradual build and level and have a much longer fade leading into it. In this instance, I think the short fade that I've got here doesn't work, and I'm quite happy with just the really harsh and abrupt change of cuts that I've made there to this audio region. So there we go, folks. A really simple way, to manipulate macro dynamics using clip gain. So there we go, folks, macro dynamics and how you can use clip gain to control the macro dynamics in your performance, in your music, in your mastering. So what we've done today is this. We've looked at dynamic range and we defined it, the difference between the loudest and quietest passages in a musical piece. Then we looked at the differences between macro and micro dynamics, okay? And then we drilled down further into the four different types of compression: expansion, compression, upward, and downward. Then we drilled down further into macro dynamics and how we can control macro dynamics using clip gain. And I showed you how to do this in Reaper using this sort of staircase approach to make it less noticeable to the listener. So give it a go in your next mastering session. Rather than jump straight into compression, think about how you can manipulate macro dynamics using clip gain. Also, before I forget, look out for episode 105, where we dive back into macro dynamics and how we can use upward compression rather than clip gain to control macro dynamics. But before you go, head over to synthmusicmastering.com and download my 5 essential free mastering plugins. You can also download it by clicking on the link in the description. Whoa! Before you go, make sure to snag your free test master from Synth Music Mastering. Imagine enhancing your music with my steadfast dedication to quality and that personalized touch. And here's the kicker, it's absolutely free, no cost at all. Simply head over to synthmusicmastering.com or click the link in the episode description to claim your free test master.